Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Jeremy, there's one thing that I feel like we haven't discussed enough of recently.
Yeah?
There's this thing, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's called Avatar. It's supposed to be kind of a big deal, and apparently Disney's doing a whole new land around it. And so I think maybe we should talk about that a little bit. What do you think?
I could have sworn we've been talking about that for years, but I guess not. I guess I'm misremembering.
I mean, I know we've been talking about Land of the Tall Smurfs, but I don't know about this Pandora place. But anyway, there is some news out on Pandora, and we should probably talk about it because it's, I don't know, what's the word I want to use here? It's concerning, it's exciting, it's a lot of things to me. Because the first thing that I have on our notes for tonight is that the annual pass holder previews are set to begin. They're looking at possibly April 8th or 9th. They'll be passing those out as pass holder preview dates, with possibly more dates later in the month of April.
So what is a pass holder preview? Exactly.
Where they allow annual pass holders to do something the rest of us don't get to do. Namely, go into Pandora like a month and a half early.
Like, would they get to ride
yes.
the attractions and stuff?
That would be my assumption. Again, this is WWNT that is put out this blog post. They're saying that there is a rumor that there will be some restriction on technology use for guests.
Perhaps I bet.
They're saying perhaps a ban on photography and video recording.
Yeah.
I wonder why they wouldn't want you doing that.
I bet you that they'll have complimentary lockers that you can put your phone in before you go into Pandora for this pass holder
preview. Right, yeah. No phone, no nothing. How bad
I would
do
not
you
be
want
surprised,
to?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would totally do that. Okay.
I would too.
Sure, no phone, but I can go in there already. You got it. Here, have it. Enjoy. Yep. But yeah, so pass holder preview, they can go and see stuff early. So we'll start hearing about how everything is horrible and has been messed up forever. You know, on Twitter and Facebook, and insert your social media network here, because I'm sure people will find stuff to complain about. Probably also a reason they want a little bit of a technology ban. You know, if something's not right where they want it, they don't want photos of that getting out, I'm guessing.
Right.
But I don't know. It's kind of upsetting because I don't get to go, right?
Yeah.
Because I am not a annual pass holder at this point in time, though I did definitely consider it because I thought, well, if I go twice this year, I might beat it. My wife was not a huge fan of that idea. So,
I bet.
Yeah, right now I'm not a pass holder, but it's also making me think, if they're going to start letting people in April 8th, how about May 11th, 12th, all that time when Brad is there? Maybe a little soft opening isn't completely out of the question.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think you might get lucky.
That's what I'm going to... I want to believe that, but at the same time, I don't want to get too excited about it because then I know I'm going to get really disappointed when they're like, no, that's way too close to time. We're not letting anyone in before May 27th.
So what if, because you don't have park hoppers, so what if they soft open on a day that you're not at Animal Kingdom?
That's when we will... No, we'll have park... Because it's still cheaper to upgrade to a park hopper. But, yeah, we would upgrade to park hoppers for that. Nancy wouldn't be happy. Or I would upgrade to park hopper. My wife would be wherever she is. And I would get to sleep on the other bed that night. But I would get to go to Pandora. So that's okay.
It's worth it.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to sacrifice for what you want. Is it wrong that I'm picking Pandora over my wife? Yeah, I think I need to go reassess all of my decision-making. But
all of your life's choices.
Yeah, well, I don't make a lot of life choices based on Pandora. So at least I can be okay with that. But yeah, so pass holders will be in soon. looks like, which means that we'll be hearing a lot more. Hey, maybe we'll finally know what's going on in that Banshee ride.
Hey, yeah, maybe somebody will take a piece of paper in there and draw us a sketch.
They'll sketch it out for us. Yes.
A flip book. They can make a flip book of the ride.
It's practically a video.
So they've also announced at Hollywood, or not Hollywood Studios, they've also announced at Animal Kingdom that May 27th to July 4th, extra magic hours will run until 1 a.m. And this is exploding my brain, because it's Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom isn't open until 1 a.m.
Oh, but it is now.
Yeah.
It is now, because...
So crazy.
Guess what? May 27th, we will have Pandora, and we'll have something to actually be open at night. It's interesting to me, because as we've discussed, two or three episodes ago, Animal Kingdom has become more of an all-day park, because they've added a nighttime show. They've,
right,
you know, the lighting works well for being there after dark. But this EMH, according to touring plans on Twitter, is supposed to be Pandora only. So not the entire park is going to be open EMH until 1 a.m. Pandora will be open until 1 a.m., which is interesting to me, because that cuts off a lot of what you can do. And it also means that you're going to take all of the people who are going to come to do that and put them into one land.
Yeah.
Which I'm trying, that has two attractions.
Yeah. I would love to, at like 11:30, walk on over to Expedition Everest and ride that 20 times.
Yeah, everybody who's there is actually going to be there to go to Pandora, and you're like, nope, I'm Expedition Everesting it.
Right.
But no, not if you're doing this. According to touring plans anyway, they're saying that it's going to be Pandora specific. But yeah, it is exciting to see this late night EMH happening finally.
And I can understand that from a staffing perspective. They want, you know, they're going to need a lot of cast members in Pandora to wrangle the crowds, because you're basically, every resort guest with a park hopper is probably going to be at EMH at some point or another in that, basically, you know, one month time. So there's going to be a lot of people
1 week
there every night.
You mean, right?
No.
Oh, wait. No, that's through
May
June.
27th to July 4th.
I thought
that's
it was June 4th. July. That is insanity.
It's 1 month, man. Yeah.
So EMH
is a month and a week.
EMH has got to be running at other parks at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have to decide.
But everybody's going to be at Animal Kingdom for Pandora.
At some point during their vacation. I don't think I'd do every night. Would you?
No. But even if you're like, just take 1 week, you know, somebody's 1 week vacation, and say for the sake of this explanation, everyone is at Walt Disney World for 1 week. If like everybody who stays at the resort can go to Pandora when other people can't, I think that's going to get crazy, because you have like the entire population of the resorts, even if you split it up into, you know, divide it by seven, and you say everyone is only going to come one night of their vacation, which I don't think is going to happen, that's still a lot of people.
Yeah, the first few weeks of that are... I would almost want to pick up EMH anywhere else, because it's going to be dead, because so many people are going to be over there.
Oh, yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, at Pandora. You're going to be able to ride Mine Train all night long, man.
Yeah, dude.
Because everybody's going to be over there. So yes,
Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine leaving Animal Kingdom at 1 a.m. with all those people? You wouldn't get back to your hotel until 3.
It's the same as leaving any other park at close, right?
No, but no, I don't think it is. Just
you
because
think it's
going to
be that insane?
I think it's going to be 5 times worse.
I wonder if the parks. So if you only have one land open, right? That's got to affect your. Because we all know there are numbers, right? That the park
capacity,
has to go.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to go phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, close. If there's only one land open, that's got to way decrease the capacity, the overall capacity for the park. Do you think maybe they could actually hit capacity during EMH?
Well, and I wonder, is
at least on May 27th?
Yeah. Are you required to go to only Pandora, or will the rest of the park be, quote, open, but no attractions or stores or anything will be open? Like,
no.
Will you be able to still walk around Animal Kingdom, but just not be able to do anything?
I think they're going to station cast members basically at Tree of Life and at what? Because that would be Africa just beyond there. They're going to have cast members stationed anywhere where you could get off the beaten path or go anywhere that's not Pandora and tell you, nope, got to go this way, because you don't want people running rampant where cast members aren't. You know?
Yeah, well, I would think if they were going to do that they would have cast members, you know, roaming, but I didn't know.
That's way too many cast members, I think, though, to not be making money off of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, yeah, if you've got a vacation planned, May 27th through July 4th, plan for the insanity that is EMH, and according to Jeremy, get there early or you won't be able to get into Pandora.
Yeah.
Right.
I may be wrong, and I hope I am, but man, I feel like that's going to be a lot worse than normal just because of how new it is and how hyped it is. I think that, you know, when before The View, before ABC did their synergy thing, before The View and GMA and all them were there and talking about it, I don't know if it was as crazy, but once you start to, you know, they're running TV commercials now. And once you start to like bleed into everyone's life, like people's life, people who aren't necessarily Disney people, I think it's gonna get crazy, because people who were already planning trips in that time are gonna be like, well, cool, we get to, you know, we'll get to do this, and people who were planning trips around that time, they might like change. I don't know. They might change their trips to get to take advantage of that. But yeah, I think it's gonna be pretty crazy.
Basically, it's going to be bonkers. And
yeah,
if you are planning a trip during that period, just know that that's what it's going to be. And you're going to have to plan at least 2 days at Animal Kingdom if Storybook D on Twitter is to be believed, because according to them, guests staying at Walt Disney World Resorts will be able to select their FastPass Plus coming up very soon here for one of the two attractions in Pandora at the Animal Kingdom, which means we're going to start seeing, or at least they're saying, and I buy this, it wouldn't surprise me at all, we're going to start seeing tiered fast passes at Animal Kingdom as well.
Yep.
Which, what, we see them everywhere except for, oh well, Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom don't have them. DHS and Epcot do have them, correct?
Yeah, and Magic Kingdom has enough of a selection that I don't think they need it, because there's enough very, very, very popular attractions that they just don't even have to worry about tiering it, because people just aren't going to pick the exact same stuff. But DHS and Epcot both need it, because there's just not that much, you know, to do.
Yeah, you pick your 1A attraction, and you're like, oh, okay, now where am I going to fill out the rest of this with?
Right, and so Animal Kingdom is going to be the same way. I mean, you've got Expedition Everest, and then, what is it, Flights of Passage, and Disney Presents Pandora, the World of Avatar presents the boat ride, and that's it, really. I mean, you got Kilimanjaro Safaris, but they really have to, I think, do tiered fast passes here now.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that the tiered fast passes are going to be Pandora and everything else, or is it going to be Pandora, Kilimanjaro, possibly even Expedition Everest, and then everything else?
I bet. What? Okay, so what I think they would do is the two Pandora attractions will be separate tiers. So you'll have like Flights of Passage and Expedition Everest in one tier, and Kilimanjaro and the boat ride in the other tier.
But then I could select both Pandora attractions. That's not going to happen. That's what.
Oh yeah, no. You're right.
Yeah, so right. So those two
they're
will
going
definitely
to be in the same, yes.
Okay, but my question is, will anything else be on that tier, or is the rest of Animal Kingdom? Because I could see the argument for saying Kilimanjaro is an e-ticket attraction and belongs on the e-ticket tier, but I don't really know that the tiering is popular versus unpopular at Animal Kingdom right now. I think it's just, we can't have everybody just using two of their three fast passes on everything right. Pandora. So maybe that's its own tier and then everything else.
I think that's what's going to be. Pandora is its own tier. And yeah, I misunderstood in my mind what I was saying, but yeah, Pandora's going to be its own tier. And then, because who cares if you pick Flights of Passage and Expedition Everest? They're 10 miles away from each other. You've got plenty of walking time and stuff between those. So who cares if you pick both of those? But
so
picking both Pandora things is going to be a problem.
Right. So this essentially is going to open up, I don't know, Storybook D said starting tomorrow, which doesn't sound good, you know, and we're actually recording this on the 23rd. So as you're listening to this April 3rd,
you already know.
Yes, you can go ahead and go get your fast passes. If you, in fact, you know what, your fast passes are probably gone. You're probably gonna have to watch for them, because my guess is as the fast passes open up for each day, these are gonna go quick for quite a while. But let's assume that you were scheduling your vacation for a day that's not available yet, Jeremy. When that becomes available, which Pandora attraction are you going to pick? Because, you know, it's not a matter of if you knew much more about them, because people who are picking in the next couple of days will likely know as much as you and I know about the attractions now. So based on what you know now, what's your one Pandora Fast Pass?
The boat ride.
Really? I'm definitely going the Flights of Passage.
I think the boat ride is going to be more interesting. I think Flights of Passage is going to be more thrilling and maybe more fun. But I think the boat ride is going to be something that you could ride like 10 times before you've really caught everything. And that Flights of Passage is going to be like Soarin' in that you ride it, you know, once or twice, and then you've experienced it and you've done it. Not to say that it wouldn't have any rewritability, but I just think that the boat ride seems like much more of a visceral, like, I'm in this. I'm in this world type of experience. And Flights of Passage is less interesting to me.
It's more of a, I'm experiencing this thing happening around me.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of being injected into rather than, I get that, but I don't know. I feel like I'm just wondering if the wait times are going to be longer on the more thrilling attraction, because I mean, my assumption is whatever I don't, you know, again, in this scenario, whatever I don't fast pass, I'm going to have to go wait in line for.
Yeah.
But probably both of them are just going to be crazy 2.5-3 hour waits anyway. So
let me ask you this. Say you have the same choice, or that you have to make a choice, and it's between Peter Pan's Flight and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Arguably a more thrilling attraction versus a more, an attraction with a little more story and depth.
Right.
Which one of those do you choose? Insert your favorite roller coaster. It doesn't have to be Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but a roller coaster that's, you know, something that's more thrilling, a little bit less theming, a little bit less of a story. Which do you choose?
Okay, but again, I think the problem becomes it doesn't, like, which one do I choose and which one would I like to ride more? Especially between those two, I'm going to go with Peter Pan. You know, if you give me Rock and Roller, it maybe gets a little bit harder because I really enjoy Rock and Roller. But now, which one am I going to get a fast pass for? I'm going to get a fast pass for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. But again, it's because Peter Pan runs 60 to 90 minutes top wait, and that wait a lot of times will go down later at night. Seven Dwarfs is 120 and consistent a lot of times. So in my mind anyway, and I could be wrong because those are numbers that I've seen in the past. I have not looked recently, and it could have all really changed. But I'm looking for what is going to make me wait longer, and which one do I have a chance to maybe get on quicker? And that's how I make my fast pass decisions.
And that's not at all what I do. So I'm making it based on what I would like more, what I would get more out of versus what the wait time is. Cause at the end of the day, I'm going to wait no matter what. And it really doesn't matter to me whether I have to wait an hour or 90 minutes, you know, or 2 hours or whatever. It's waiting is waiting to me. So But yeah, I get what you're saying.
I can get more attractions in, man. Come on.
You're making a much smarter decision, and I'm again making a much more emotional decision.
Yes, you decide with your heart. I decide with my mind.
Right.
And thus we end up with what we end up with. So
yep.
Let's see. I think we have time to at least quickly discuss our last bit of Pandora. Yes, we have that much Pandora news to discuss, and. What scares me is that we are recording a little bit over a week in advance, and I'm afraid of how much more Pandora news may come out between now and then. But Disney did go ahead and show us the menu for the Satuli Canteen in Pandora, and I know how much everybody loves when we talk about food, right? Let's talk about food that we're not eating, that we haven't eaten, and just go, that sounds good and that sounds bad. But you know what? We're going to talk about food. So much like last week when I told you to fast forward to get through the March Magic stuff, you can fast forward and not listen to us talk about the food. I kind of like this idea because they call it fast casual, which I'm assuming means fast food, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's listed as quick service restaurant, but they're giving you this new newish option where basically you select your base, you select your protein or, you know, the middle, and then you select your topping. Rather than I'll have a hamburger or I'll have the chicken tenders. So you select a base. It's either quinoa and vegetable salad, red and sweet potato hash, mixed whole grain and rice, or romaine and kale salad. So you decide which one of those you want for your base, right?
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, I like it's kind of, what's that restaurant? Like a Mongolian type place almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So first you're going to choose between those bases. Then you're either going to pick chicken, beef, fish, or tofu. That's going to go on top of that. And all of those come with vegetable slaw and boba, which is totally cool to me, and I think is really going to throw a lot of people off.
Boba, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think of boba as something... Again, this is a quick service restaurant.
Yeah.
And then once you've picked which one of those things you're going to get, you're then going to top it with charred onion chimichurri, black bean vinaigrette, or creamy herb dressing. So you've got choices all the way up to kind of customize your meal to what you want it to be. And just with some really fun and interesting choices that, again, aren't just the quick service hamburger, chicken, you know, it's not another Pizzafari or Restaurantosaurus, something like that. It's something that's completely unique. And I'm super pumped about the idea of getting stuff like that again, you know, having more options.
Well, and like wood grilled chicken thighs marinated with garlic and olive oil. Like, that sounds really good. Panko bread and mahi mahi. I mean, it sounds really good and it's not outrageously expensive either.
No. Most of these, the expensive ones are the fish and beef, and they're $13, which... Again, for
Disney is not that bad.
No, not at all, especially for what you're getting. And then, I don't know, though. I kind of... So, again, my problem is that when I go with Nancy, you know, she has to get the allergen menu, and we have to work from that and everything, which means that she couldn't get this other side of it. So you've got the bowls, right? And then you've got basically bao buns. They either make a cheeseburger steamed pod or a vegetable steamed curry pod. Which I kind of want to try those cheese. And the sad part is that I just got done talking about how, well, at least it's not just cheeseburger, you know, it's not just burgers and chicken nuggets. But then the idea of a cheeseburger.
But I'd really love a cheeseburger. Yeah.
But again, it's because it's not just a cheeseburger. It's a cheeseburger steamed pod.
And the pods look real nice.
They do. And I doubt they'll look nearly that good when we actually get
one.
Sure.
Sure.
But they look really, really pretty on the photo. Of the on the Disney Parks blog, and both of those are going to be served with vegetable chips. Which are potatoes not vegetables anymore?
Yeah,
I mean, I know that when they say vegetable chips, they're talking about vegetables other than potatoes, but
yucca and sweet potatoes, which are both pretty much potatoes.
Well, beets. I mean, there's plenty of vegetables that make great chips. I'm just, something kind of irks me when we say vegetable chips, as in not potato, because those aren't vegetables, except they totally are.
Yeah, but literally on the menu, it's yucca and sweet potato chips.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So it's off-brand potatoes. I'm saying they had other options that if they really wanted to say vegetable and we're going to go way out there, that wouldn't just be yucca and sweet potatoes. But
right,
whatever. They've got vegetable chips. They've got steam pods. That's all fine and good, right? We all like talking about food that we're not eating, and now everybody's hungry, and you know, there's really not a good place around here that serves the chopped wood grilled chicken thighs with the vegetable slaw and boba balls or whatever. So I can't meet that requirement. But I think the other thing that's really, really important to me anyway to talk about is that this restaurant is going to be doing mobile order.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can place your order in the My Disney Experience app, and then you show up, you hit a button that says, I'm here, and then the kitchen makes your food, and then the app beeps and says, your food is ready, and you walk up to whatever window it tells you to go to, and you pick up your food.
I use this at Chick-fil-A every time, and I love it.
I use it at Chick-fil-A. I use it at Starbucks. I will use this anywhere that they will give me this option, because I cannot tell you the number of times that I've been standing at, you know, say Pecos Bill, right?
Yeah.
And you get in line and the person in front of you has no clue how their dining plan works, right? and I know that it sounds like I'm upset at this person, but I understand it is a confusing thing. But it bugs me that they then have to get it sorted out at the register there. And so then they spend like 5 minutes placing their order. And meanwhile, I knew 10 minutes ago what I wanted. I just want to tell the person at the register, I just want, you know, the whatever it is, and pay my money so that I can go ahead and get my food. And then this person can talk to the person at the register. So I like this because it gives you that option. If you know what you want, you know how you're going to get it, do the mobile order. If you need to have an interaction at the register, then go to the register. So I feel like it's a lot of positives, and I don't really see a negative to it. Do you?
Yeah, nope. I think it's great. I wish they would all do that.
Yes, yeah. So I think it's going to start here. We'll see how it scales, I guess. And geez, if there's a place to start, let's start at the most popular crowded place on property, because we know that's what it's going to be on May 27th.
Yep.
And if it doesn't totally crash and everybody doesn't hate it, then maybe we'll start to see it at some of the other quick service restaurants. And we've seen them try things like this before. Remember the whole pre-order your meal thing over at Be Our Guest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I had to tell my mom that she needed to tell me what she wanted to eat six weeks from now.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to feel like after spending the morning in the parks? And I think this is a little bit better idea than that. But
yes. Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out. But I'm super excited to see mobile ordering, to see new unique dining opportunities within the parks, not just at table service, but at quick service restaurants. We're getting these unique opportunities. So
yeah,
more and more Pandora hype as we go on, and hopefully it will be open soon so we can stop just talking about what it might be and we can just talk about what it is, and we can move to talking about other things and not have to devote yet another whole show to Pandora, right?
Yes, hopefully not. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a rating. It really helps us to show up higher in the iTunes search results and just gives us a good idea of what it is about the show you enjoy. And you can give us some feedback in there as well if you'd like. And also, the show is on YouTube now, so you can head over to YouTube and subscribe and listen there. The episodes get released at the exact same second that they get released on our podcast feeds. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.